This is English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 95.
В эфире 95-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы поговорим об умениях и навыках. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Шеф.
Шеф-повар.
Kitchen.
Кухня.
Meal.
Еда, принятие пищи.
Apricot.
Абрикос.
Butter.
Масло.
Chicken.
Цыпленок, курица.
Dessert.
Десерт, сладкое блюдо.
Egg.
Яйцо.
Fish.
Рыба.
Herbs.
Пряные душистые травы, кухонные травы.
Lemon.
Лимон.
Owner.
Владелец.
Waiters.
Официанты.
Peanut.
Арахис.
Pepper.
Перец.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Sandwich.
Сандвич, бутерброд.
Sauce.
Соус.
Spice.
Специя, приправа, пряность.
Walnut.
Грецкий орех.
Yogurt.
Йогурт.
To brush.
Смазывать кисточкой.
To cook.
Варить, приготовить.
To grill.
Жарить на гриле.
To seat.
Сажать, усаживать.
To serve.
Обслуживать, подавать, разносить.
Sweet.
Сладкий.
Train.
Обученный, выученный.
Delicious.
Вкусный.
I can take time.
У меня есть время, мне не нужно торопиться.
I guess.
Я думаю. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер посещает ресторан и берет интервью у шеф-повара, владельца этого ресторана.
You do that very well.
Of course. It's one of the first things a chef learns.
Why?
We use eggs in so many things. We use them for breakfast. But I don't cook breakfast.
Can't you cook breakfast?
Of course I can. I don't like to.
What do you like to cook?
What food or what meal?
Let's say what meal.
In this restaurant, I like to cook dinner. We serve dinner from 7:30 until 11. That's my best time of day.
Is that the only reason?
No. Dinner is slow. I can take time. I can be careful. I can cook things that I can't cook for lunch.
Why is that?
People are in a hurry at lunch. They have a short time for lunch.
What can you cook for lunch?
Besides eggs?
Yes, I know about the eggs. Can you make desserts?
I can, but I don't. Stephanie makes the desserts. What would you like for lunch?
A pizza.
A pizza? That's terrible.
Everyone loves pizza.
I can't believe you want a pizza in this restaurant.
Can you make a pizza?
I don't know. I never tried. I guess I could, but I won't.
I can make a pizza.
That's what I mean. Anyone can make a pizza. You don't need to be a chef.
I don't really want a pizza. I was just asking.
Be serious. What would you like? What do you usually eat for lunch?
I usually have a sandwich in my office. When I travel, I usually have a sandwich in a restaurant.
Do you like sandwiches that much?
No, not that much. Sandwiches are cheaper. Tell me what you eat for lunch. You can cook that for me.
I eat something different every day. I cook whatever seems good.
For example, what were you planning to cook for yourself today?
Today? The fish looks nice, don't you think?
Okay. How will you cook it?
It's very fresh. I'll grill it with butter and herbs.
Can you explain how you do that?
Sure. Watch. First, I brush it with some of my special butter. Then I put it on the grill. That's all.
How long do you cook it?
3 or 4 minutes on each side. Next, I put the herbs on it. Then I turn the fish again.
Why?
To make the herbs hot. I brush more butter on it, and it's ready. It will be finished in a few minutes. Would you like to eat here in the kitchen?
Of course.
Мы задаем разным людям много вопросов о работе, которую они выполняют. Мы интересуемся их особыми навыками и умениями, их мастерством. Свои вопросы мы обычно начинаем выражением «Can you?» – «Можете ли вы?» или «Умеете ли?» Послушайте несколько примеров.
Can you make desserts? Can you make a pizza? Can you explain how you do that?
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Can you drive? Can you drive? Can you cook a dinner? Can you cook a dinner? Can you make lunch? Can you make lunch?
Can you explain how to cook fish? Can you explain how to cook fish? Can you bake a pizza? Can you bake a pizza? Can you make desserts? Can you make desserts?
Теперь вы, пожалуйста, спросите Мартина о том, что он умеет делать. Он скажет, что ему нравится или что ему нужно сделать, а вы спросите его, способен ли он сделать это и есть ли у него соответствующие умения и навыки.
I like to make pizza.
Говорите живее. Can you make a pizza?
I like to cook.
Живее. Can you cook?
I need to make lunch.
Can you make lunch?
Now, did you like that?
It was delicious.
It was easier than pizza.
Мартин продолжает интервью с шеф-поваром, владельцем ресторана.
You're also the owner of the restaurant, is that right?
That's right.
How many people do you serve for lunch?
Only about 100. We can seat 100 people at a time. People don't want to wait for lunch.
How many do you serve for dinner?
We average about 200 people. We usually have an early group and a later group of people.
Some people always like to eat early. Can you tell how many people you will have on any night? For example, can you tell how many people you will have on Thursday night?
We can't say exactly. We can get close. That's very important, of course. We have to know how much food to buy every day.
How many people work in the restaurant?
We have 3 chefs. I don't have any other cooks. We are all trained chefs.
I see only 2 of you now.
Stephanie and I work at lunch and dinner. Mona works at breakfast and lunch.
That's not very many.
The waiters help out in the kitchen. They do everything but the cooking. I have 2 helpers who do all the washing and cleaning.
Can these people do everything?
They have to. We have a very small restaurant. We can't have too many people working here.
What are you making now?
We use a lot of vegetables. I always have several kinds of vegetables. These are ready to cook now.
Can you tell me your most popular food?
Our fish is very popular. I think our most popular food for dinner is chicken.
Can you describe it?
It's not one dish. We cook chicken in many different ways.
Can you tell me about one? What is your favorite?
Do you mean my favorite to cook or my favorite to eat?
Are they different?
Oh, yes. Cooking is one thing. Eating is another thing.
Can you describe the one you like to eat?
Yes, I can. It's very simple. I like sweet chicken. My favorite chicken is cooked with apricots and walnuts.
It sounds delicious. Now can you describe the chicken you like to cook?
It's chicken with a peanut sauce.
How is that done?
The chicken is easy. It's cut into very small pieces, and then it's grilled, like the fish we had for lunch.
What about the sauce?
That's the hard part. It's very difficult. It has so many things in it. Peanuts, pepper, other spices, lemon, yogurt. Can I write it for you?
That would be very helpful. May I record it then? Is it a secret?
No, it isn't a secret. You can tell anyone.
Следует отметить, что не все вопросы с выражением «can you» касаются способностей, умений и навыков. Задавая вопросы такого рода, мы часто просто хотим получить какую-то информацию. Вот послушайте.
Can you tell how many people you will have on Thursday night? Can these people do everything? Can you tell me your most popular food? Can you describe it?
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me?
Can you answer my question, please? Can you answer my question, please?
Can you explain this for me? Can you explain this for me?
Can you tell me this story? Can you tell me this story?
Can you describe the situation? Can you describe the situation?
Can you help me? Can you help me?
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина. В своих ответах употребите слово can.
Can you tell me your name?
Говорите живее. Yes, I can.
Can you write your address for me?
Живее. Yes, I can.
Can you make a pizza?
No, I can't.
Can you cook chicken?
Yes, I can, or no, I can't.
Martin, would you like to come back for dinner? I'll cook my favorite chicken for you.
I'd love to.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Биллом. Существительное. Шеф-повар.
Шеф. Шеф.
Кухня.
Kitchen. Kitchen.
Еда. Принятие пищи.
Meal. Meal.
Владелец.
Owner. Owner.
Официанты.
Waiters. Waiters.
Десерт, сладкое блюдо.
Dessert. Dessert.
Абрикос.
Apricot. Apricot.
Масло.
Butter. Butter.
Цыпленок, молодая курица.
Chicken. Chicken.
Яйцо.
Egg. Egg.
Рыба.
Fish. Fish.
Пряные душистые травы.
Herbs. Herbs.
Лимон.
Lemon. Lemon.
Арахис.
Peanut. Peanut.
Перец.
Pepper. Pepper.
Пицца.
Pizza. Pizza.
Сэндвич, бутерброд.
Sandwich. Sandwich.
Соус.
Sauce. Sauce.
Специи, приправа, пряность.
Spice. Spice.
Грецкий орех.
Walnut. Walnut.
Йогурт.
Йогурт. Йогурт.
Ресторан.
Restaurant. Restaurant.
Глаголы. Смазывать кисточкой.
To brush. To brush.
Варить.
To cook. To cook.
Жарить на гриле.
To grill. To grill.
Усаживать. Сажать.
To seat. To seat.
Подавать. Обслуживать. Разносить.
To serve. To serve.
Прилагательные. Сладкий.
Sweet. Sweet.
Выученный, обученный.
Trained. Trained.
Вкусный.
Delicious. Delicious.
Выражение. Я думаю.
I guess. I guess.
Я могу не торопиться. Мне не нужно торопиться.
I can take time. I can take time.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 95-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим об особом мастерстве некоторых людей. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Красота.
Beauty.
Корпус часов.
Case.
Бой часов.
Chime.
Часы настольные, стенные, стоячие.
Clock.
Часы карманные, наручные.
Watch.
Часовщик, часовых дел мастер.
Clockmaker.
Резчик.
Cutter.
Хобби, любимое занятие.
Hobby.
Отделочник.
Finisher.
Купец, торговец.
Merchant.
Звук.
Sound.
Швейцария.
Switzerland.
Зарабатывать на жизнь.
To earn a living.
Восхищаться.
To admire.
Собирать.
To assemble.
Исправлять, корректировать.
To correct.
Отделывать.
To finish wood.
Чинить, ремонтировать.
To repair.
Успокаивающий.
Comforting.
Обычный.
Common.
Популярный.
Popular.
Гордый.
Proud.
Искусный.
Skillful.
Умело, хорошо сделано.
Skillfully.
Печально, грустно, в данном случае, к сожалению.
Sadly.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.